to the Wedding 101 podcast. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides, grooms, as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let us know, and we hope you enjoy today's podcast. Our special guest today is Kelly Brose from Chicago Style Weddings, and we're really excited to have her on the program. And before we get to our podcast interview, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Kelly. With nearly 20 years of experience in marketing and advertising, Kelly Brose is not your average consumer or industry expert. Advertising and marketing is her history, background, and passion. At Chicago Style Weddings, she has the privilege to work with newly engaged couples, new and established businesses, and artists of every kind. So whether they're creating a new issue for the magazine, curating a page on the website, or attracting new followers on their social media platform, Chicago Style Weddings is always branding and promoting. Simultaneously, they're helping couples plan their special day and professionals grow their wedding businesses. It's an exquisite balance that they feel they should be seen from both sides of the coins, couples and vendors. By keeping this business philosophy top of mind, Chicago Style Weddings feel that they can be the wedding industry's ultimate wedding resource. And right now we'd like to welcome Kelly Brose to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about certainly Chicago Style Weddings, but also about the wedding market in general and how things have changed, what's happened in the past, and what's coming up in the future. So before we get to some of the general things, maybe you can give me some information about the history of Chicago Style Weddings.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Glad to. Well, Chicago Style Weddings has been around for, gosh, nearly 30 years now. We are the largest, longest-running wedding publication in the Chicago market. We are locally owned and operated. And so that is one of the things that makes us quite unique in the marketplace, is our local content. The other thing that is somewhat our niche is the fact that we are available just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. So any of our vendors or advertisers or wedding salons can pass our magazine, but we're also sold on all major newsstands, meaning Whole Foods, Jewel, CVS, Walgreens, Barnes & Noble. So we're very readily available in the marketplace. We're really also dedicated to the digital world as well. So our website was launched over a decade ago, and we are really pleased with it gaining a lot of ground and traffic. And mm-hmm. we're also expanding greatly on our social media platforms and blog as well.
And is Chicago Style Weddings magazine, is that something that's you can find anywhere in the Midwest? How far out does that go?
Since yeah.
It does say Chicago Style. Imagine somebody in, you know, maybe in Portland might not be able to be interested to read that.
Yes, certainly. So that's a great question. Just to give you a little bit of perspective, yes, Chicago Style Weddings does include the entire Chicagoland location area. And we go up into Wisconsin, mm-hmm. into Michigan, into Indiana. But what is really interesting is that we get a lot of requests for us to mail magazines to the coasts as well.
Oh, okay.
So requests from New York, California, oh. Florida. And it's really fascinating to watch that journey, because they either grew up in the Chicago area or they went to school in the Chicago area. And then their jobs took them outside of the Chicago area, but their heart is set on getting married back in the Chicagoland area. So they reach out to Chicago Style Weddings mm-hmm. to help them plan their local wedding, even though they're currently living outside of the Chicagoland market.
Oh, great. I think that's a really good resource to be able to have access to the Chicago market that way and everything as well. And there are certainly some larger websites that are out there, more of the national scale, like Wedding Wire and The Knot. There's hundreds of them, but Wedding Wire and The Knot are certainly the two biggest ones. And how is Chicago Style Weddings' website different from those two?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the big thing is that those are national websites, whereas we are a local website, again, locally owned and operated, so a local resource. Although the Knot and Wedding Wire national company branded name offers a lot of great ideas, colors, things of that nature, kind of grand scale pieces, so that a bride or a couple can certainly reference those. But when they are actually ready to start booking their local vendors, they've got these great ideas that they might have gathered from the national websites, but they need a local provider to execute those ideas. And so our website, albeit I think is great for the grand ideas and the colors and the themes and so forth, the trends, but they definitely want to execute locally. So ChicagoStyleWeddings.com is the site that they can find their local provider to help bring their idea to light for their big day.
So a lot of times they'll get ideas maybe from Pinterest or Etsy or some other place, and then to be able to execute those things, they would turn to Chicago Style Weddings and be able to find, okay, who can actually execute these things for my wedding?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. I think it would be very short-sighted of me to think that Chicago Style Weddings would be their only reference for their big day. I am fully on board with couples getting ideas from a variety of sources. But if they're getting married in the Chicagoland market, they need to then know who their local providers are going to be to help them put this big day together. And that's where we come into play.
And full disclosure, I'm actually a wedding band leader here in Chicago for 17 years, and I've advertised with Chicago Style Weddings for many, many years on their website and their magazine. So I've kind of seen the evolution of the company and how it's changed and everything like that. And it's remarkable how it's evolved to the point where it's at right now, which is absolutely beautiful magazine. The website is fantastic as well.
Thank you.
How long have you been with Chicago Style Weddings?
Oh gosh, it's been probably 10 years now, maybe 9 and a half.
Okay.
Busted.
There
Not
you go.
Exactly sure, but it has been quite a while.
Okay. And how have you seen the wedding market change since you started working with them?
It has changed quite a bit, in my opinion. I think that weddings have always been big industry, big market, but these days it's absolutely enormous. Mm-hmm. I think about when I got married 15 years ago, the amount of choices that I had at that time were nothing compared to the amount of choices that couples have these days. So it is just, they have more and grander ways to actually get married. They have more advice coming at them, and then they have more choices to consume wedding information, meaning they have magazines, they have websites, they have blogs, they have social media platforms.
Right.
So it's almost like they are just overwhelmed and inundated with the amount of information that's available to them. And on the positive side, they can make a very well-informed decision and feel confident with, you know, the vendors that they choose. But on the other hand, they can, again, feel very overwhelmed. And then once they, for example, decide on what gown, you know, they're buying or what venue they're booking, that information does not ever stop coming in. The influx of information is always readily available and there. So we can, as we talk to couples, there's almost like a buyer's remorse that's going on there. Like, she decided on her gown, and then she saw like 85 other gowns and was like, oh man, did I make the right choice or not? So it's a very delicate balance to make sure that they're making all of the right choices.
And with so many different options out there, it is an overwhelming process, because maybe you missed out on this one possible, you know, vendor that you could have gotten. And sometimes if you look at too many different things, you lose track of kind of what you're about. So I always tell people, before you go wandering out, is to really spend some time talking to each other, figuring out what type of wedding you want to have.
Yes.
Get your own vision kind of together, because you can be pulled in museums, hotels, restaurants, and if you don't have a clear idea, like you said, you can be looking at every scenario and you'll never get anything actually done.
Absolutely. It is so complex of an industry that we navigate. So now imagine being a newly engaged couple. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday they were just, dating. And then today, now they're thrust into this industry that they've got a million choices coming at them. And now they have to make one of the biggest choices of their lives.
Let's go buy a lot of really expensive stuff I've never bought before, right?
Exactly.
And so many opinions too,
yeah.
Like parents.
Oh my goodness. One of the questions was, what would you give a newly engaged couple? Like, what kind of advice? Mm-hmm. And my overwhelming first response as I was typing this out was, you have to stay positive. You have to stay positive and focused and keep your game face on, because the information is going to be coming at you whether you like it or not. And you have to be really true to yourself and just have a really good attitude about it.
And then sometimes getting so caught up in the price thing of like, oh, this guy's so much cheaper. Well, what are you actually getting, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that balance between trying to get the best value and trying to, because some, like anything, buying cars that are cheaper
totally.
And then the car breaks down, as opposed to investing in the best high quality types of things.
I still go by the saying, you get what you pay for. So if it's free, there's a reason why it's free.
There's nothing more expensive than free, right?
Oh my goodness. You know it.
Even like investing in like a bad wedding website, you know, that, oh,
it's
I'm sure this other company is cheaper. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead and do that. Well, no one's calling you. Did you save
Correct.
Money to do that?
Yep. So, it's going to be more expensive in the end to fix that problem.
How has Chicago Style Weddings adapted to the new trends and evolution of social media? Because now that is certainly a big part of our society with Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, which I referred to earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you utilize that as a way of helping both your vendors as well as your brides?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually use it threefold, to be perfectly mm-hmm. honest. We use it for our vendors, our advertisers, of course, but we use it for our couples to keep them fully informed as to what the trends are and so forth. But thirdly, we use it for branding, Chicago Style Weddings. You know, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that anybody that's in the industry, well, no matter what side of the coin they're on, you know, a vendor or an engaged couple, that they're aware of Chicago Style Weddings. So the way that we stay up on it and current with it is by simply dedicating time and staff to it. Whereas before we might have thought, oh, you know, we'll just spend a couple of hours a week on Facebook. Well, no, now we have social media people on staff to be posting and monitoring. And so Instagram is really our big push right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing well on Twitter. And then Pinterest we do very well on. And we're going to continue to really stay on top of those social media platforms, because we feel like they are absolutely part of the entire marketing component for all three of those buckets of groups of people that are important to us.
Yeah, because people are really hungry for information.
Absolutely.
They want to get the best information from a source that you really don't have any vested interest in people buying this dress or whatever. You just want to give them the best information so that they can, you know, make the best decisions.
No doubt about it, always. And then we're always very cognizant of the etiquette that comes along with that. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to encourage couples to narrow down their Pinterest boards. We don't want an event planner to be working with a couple that has everything from a museum to a loft space to a super modern hotel, because that's all over the board. We need to narrow the focus. So we're really trying to encourage couples mm-hmm. to use their social media pages as effectively as possible.
And also just giving people pure information as opposed to stuff that's 100% about promotion. You know,
yeah.
I think some people get caught up in that, hey, here at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're just talking about yourself over and over again, but people are interested in things to the extent that it helps them, especially for weddings.
Absolutely. We really need to balance the tips and tools with the trunk shows and sales because mm-hmm. people really want tips and tools.
Yeah. And also, one of the things that you guys are really known for is not only your website, but you have a gorgeous magazine, which is really evolved tremendously over the years, which I've seen. How do you guys keep a balance between the priorities of developing the online marketing for your clients as opposed to the magazine and, you know, kind of having a blend between those two?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely say that the magazine and the website naturally lead to one another. It's not even necessarily that we have to direct any sort of effort or traffic to it. The magazine is always driving traffic to the website, and the website is always driving traffic back to the magazine. So whether we're talking about one or the other, there's a natural extension of that marketing arm to each other. And then the other piece of it, that would come, I would say, on the engaged couple side. You know, if they're reading our magazine, I feel confident that they're going to go to our website. If they started with the website, they're going to come back to the magazine. But it's very important from an advertiser's perspective to be very diversified, to be perfectly honest. Just as a financial advisor would advise you to invest in many different types of, you know, markets or whatnot in order to grow your wealth, I am of the same school of thought. You need to be advertising or marketing your brand and raising awareness in a very diversified manner. So whereas I would love it to all be with Chicago Style Weddings, I'm very aware that there's a lot of really great tools out there, and I would always recommend a print piece, an online piece, a social media piece, and a blog piece, because then that way you're really, again, diversifying your marketplace or your branding. Right. And then if, you know, money allows, in, you know, the money tree growing out back for your advertising budget, I would always recommend a kind of direct marketing campaign, if at all possible, with blast emails and so forth. So definitely incorporating both the magazine and the website is a must. And then if you can diversify further than that, it's really going to be a positive outcome for both the advertiser as well as the couple, because the couple is going to now see your name in a variety of different places.
And you'd mentioned a very hot word that's really important these days, which is branding.
Yes.
And branding is something that people hear a lot, but they don't really quite understand what it is. And for me, I think branding is that consistent message, that consistent look, that consistent identity as to what it is. And I think sometimes people, oh, it's this magazine, so I'm going to do this crazy ad over here or something like that. But I think there has to be a certain amount of consistency for people to see, like Toyota or Apple or whatever.
Sure.
You have your strong logo. Not that you can't change them, but it has to be changed throughout all the advertising. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the importance of branding and using that consistently.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes along with what we were talking about originally, is that couples are bombarded with information, with specials and logos and all of this that, again, yesterday they knew nothing, and today they're being 85 different brands are now coming at them. If you are not A, consistent with your brand throughout the marketplace, or B, all your eggs are in one basket and you're only found on websites or only found on blogs, there is a great likelihood that your brand is not going to be viewed enough to make an impact on that potential buyer to then book you and help grow your business. So it's very important to be consistent whenever, whatever platform you're using, and then again, diversify as much as you can to incorporate that branding message throughout all the different avenues that couples are using to research their wedding. I mean, we've got the data that supports magazine usage. 69% of couples are still using magazines, and that 80% of couples are still using magazines. 69% of them are using two or more magazines. So anybody that is really of the digital age and thinks that magazines are going away, that might be true among other industries, but weddings are completely different. It's a very emotional buy. It's a very big day.
It's a tactical thing.
Absolutely. People want to hold a magazine, absolutely. Right. So they start there. But then 81% of them go from the magazine directly to that advertiser's website. But then if they see you on our website or on our blog or something of that nature, they're going to go to that advertiser's website as well. So really, it the data supports that they're going from print to digital. So it could be print to Google to website. But then at that point, they're going via email, where they'll communicate with you to set up an appointment or whatnot. It is like literally 5 or 6 steps away from the original source that they pick up the telephone to call you to make an appointment or set up a walkthrough or whatnot. So it's very important to be branding consistently all along the way in order to make an impact on that couple.
And now everybody's crazy with their phones and everything. Even my dad, who's 80, uses
hilarious.
His iPhone.
Good for
him. We get
him.
Together and he's always messing around. Now, more than likely, he's not on wedding websites. That's for sure.
Yes.
But it is certainly a big part of our society and stuff. And how have you guys adapted your marketing and your online presence to adapt to iPads and iPhones and everything
like
that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something that we're watching very closely. And what we are doing is making sure that our website is certainly up to snuff, that it's responsive, that it's going to be mobile friendly, all that good stuff. But oftentimes people are like, oh my goodness, is everything only happening on a particular device? And the way that they are researching and, you know, shopping and booking is very similar. It's a very parallel world where they are following and scrolling through on their mobile devices. There's never a moment where they're not like going through like, oh, this color is beautiful, or I like that dress, or this venue is outstanding, or whatnot. But when they are ready to move to that next step of, okay, well, now I'm taking this very seriously. I've narrowed it down to 2 or 3. Now I'm going to sit at my desk and at my laptop or my desktop, and I'm going to really go through and go through all of the gallery of images. And then once I decide that I really like them, now I'm going to send them an email, and then I'm going to pick up the phone and call them. So whereas the mobile phone is a very important part of this buying cycle, it is not that they are actually setting up appointments and planning their wedding via a smartphone. They are scrolling, following, liking, sharing. But when they're getting serious and down to business, again, they're at their desks with all of their notes and their magazines and whatnot out. So we're very, again, we're very in tune with making sure that we are very mobile friendly and digitally keeping on top of the trends.
Good. They always have to be looking forward and everything.
Absolutely.
What are some of the complaints that, because one thing I like about Chicago Side Weddings, you guys do a lot of research. And I think that's really important, as opposed to kind of living in a bubble and kind of, well, this worked last year. So
this is our world.
This is our world right here. Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be asking the people that are actually, you know, buying things, hiring people, what they think. So one of the things I like about Chicago Side Weddings is you guys do a lot of research, which I think is just really, really great. What are some of the complaints that you hear that vendors have about brides? And what advice, based on that, would you give to brides so they can have a better buying experience?
I would say one of the biggest ones is, well, there's really two. So the first one would be, again, that Pinterest bride, pardon me, that is kind of all over the place, and her Pinterest board is like 50 pages long. Like, that's a total nightmare. So we always encourage the bride to narrow down her focus. Mm-hmm. But then the other one is just sheer communication with a vendor. If the couple is going in and touring the venue, please let the venue know if they are like in the running or not in the running, or if you're going to book them or if you're not going to book them. Just kind of leaving in limbo is definitely one of the more frustrating things for our vendors.
You mean like putting things on hold, like having 6 different venues on hold all over town?
Well, that, and then let's say they do book one of those venues, they don't let the other 5 venues know that they're out of the running. So the venue is really looking for the bride or the couple to send an email or a voicemail message that says, unfortunately, we've moved in a different direction. And truth be told, I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. I always want to know this, you know, when we don't make a buy, why? What was it that made you go in a different direction? I think that constructive criticism is fair and that we're all looking to improve all the time.
Sure.
You know that you can't win every single battle, but tell us how we could, you know, let's
that's how you grow.
Try to improve. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You gotta be open.
So I think just offering up fair communication is the biggest thing that vendors would love from couples.
Because it is tricky. There's so many different ways to communicate now.
It's absolutely.
Like, maybe
and via
text
is not right. The way.
Well, if somebody initiates, if a bride initiates a text, hey, I saw your thing, I'd like to, because I have on our website, you know, call or text. If somebody initiates the text, I think it's probably okay to continue conversation. But to
agreed.
Initiate that, I think is a little tricky.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the things that we did on our inquiry form that people may or may not want to use is where it says okay to text, and they can click that. The default is off. So if they want us to text, they can click on that.
Yeah.
Then that says that some people want to get that immediate type of reaction. But
absolutely.
But I think the speed of things now is an important part of our society. Is so everybody wants everything now.
Yes.
And the whole thing of like, oh, I'll get back to you 3 days later is one thing. But when somebody fills out a form, they're excited. You've got them at that exact moment. So
sure.
The faster vendors can get back to those people, get that conversation started,
yep.
You're much more likely to be able to get that interaction, set up a meeting, and keep that momentum kind of going. I guess kind of like dating, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
Right?
You know?
I completely agree with that. Where I hear the complaint about texting is A, outside of business hours and crazy hours at like 2 o'clock in the morning when, you know, they're maybe had one too many cocktails and they're super excited. But also planning out the details. It would be like maybe a bride texting you her entire set, her entire playlist for the night.
Right.
Like the photographer doesn't want to communicate via text on how many different shots must be on the shot list. Or,
right.
You know, your design and decor. Your designer doesn't want to be figuring out exactly what shade of pink or blush for mm-hmm. this rose via text. Like this needs to be a live conversation, potentially in person, but certainly followed up via email. You want to have a paper trail so that, you know,
right.
Everybody is covered. But some of these really important details might not be appropriate for text.
Absolutely. I think text is more of like, oh, I'm glad you're interested.
Yeah.
Let's set up a phone call.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But
totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When people are going through, I think that's important
yeah.
to kind of isolate what the purpose of each channel of communication is.
Totally agree.
You know, what's an in-person meeting? I think that's very, very important.
Yes.
So what do you see really being the future of wedding marketing? What do you think are the other trends that are coming up? And how will Chicago Style Weddings kind of be able to adapt to that?
That's a really funny question because we were just talking about that this morning in the office. I'm not positive, but I think for me, the way to handle this the best is to always be learning, be open to suggestions, crazy suggestions. Mm-hmm. But I'm also trying to surround myself with people that are smarter than me. Always.
Right. Me too, which is easy
right?
to do.
So, yep. Totally. Uh-huh. Totally. Oh, no offense to you.
or to you.
Right? Yeah, right.
Okay.
But young people, because I need, the young people that are maybe even too young to be in the marrying demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next demographic of, you know, young people that are in the marrying demographic, although the marrying demographic has been completely flipped on its head. It doesn't really exist anymore. Everyone from 22 to 72 are getting married these days,
right.
Which is great for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we are figuring out what is the best website, what kind of app do we need to develop next, what is the next mode of social media platform that's going to hit, because According to my young sources, Facebook is still important, but it's nowhere near as important as Instagram and Snapchat. So, you know, it's just a matter of, yeah, see the young people, they're all nodding. Mm-hmm. So it's just, again, I'm very open to the suggestions and the opportunities to stay on the cutting edge. And I'm a good listener, so I'll listen to what they tell me.
It's like Wayne Gretzky said. He said he wasn't successful because he went to where the puck was. He was successful because he went to where the puck was going to be.
Correct.
And I think a lot of times companies, organizations that have had some degree of success, you know, they kind of get caught up in like, well, I've been doing it this way for, you know, for, and what's all this, you know, internet stuff and all this, you know, it's all social media. It's just a bunch of, you know, whatever. So you have to be kind of, okay, you can do that and sit at home and be right. Or you can adapt and grow and watch your company kind of evolve to the next thing.
Absolutely.
And even if it's something that maybe you're not comfortable with, you have to be able to evolve. Otherwise, you'll become a dinosaur.
Completely agree.
You can have a great history, but you always have to be looking towards the future because things are moving very, very fast. And if you don't keep up, the next generation will just run you right over.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't want that to be the case.
Absolutely.
We're having too much fun for that.
Yeah, it's a great industry. And for those of you who have not seen the magazine, be sure to run over to Barnes & Noble or any of the other bookstores. Pick up a copy of Chicago Style Weddings and be sure to visit their website.
ChicagoStyleWeddings.com.
And you can contact Kelly directly, which is Kelly@ChicagoStyleWeddings.com. And if you'd like to speak with her, she's very friendly. And as you can tell by this great interview, 847-584-2626, extension 105. Take a look at the website. Take a look at the magazine. If you are a bride, it's an invaluable resource for really getting some great vendors, some great information, seeing, of course, all the beautiful photos, the great articles, it's a very valuable resource for many, many years and continues to be a real leader in the Chicago wedding market. So we'd like to thank Kelly for being such a great guest on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And if you are a wedding vendor, it's also a great resource for you, a great place to advertise, to tap into this wonderful market of educated and stylish brides there. So thanks for being on the show, Kelly, and special thanks to Sarah Kay for editing and recording the program. Also wrote the theme song. So we are really thrilled that you all listened to the program. We'll have lots of great guests coming up, and we want to wish all the brides the very best for their wedding plans. And remember to always stay authentic and make your wedding truly yours. And for all the wedding vendors out there, remember to communicate well with all your brides and grooms and always give your absolute above and beyond effort for every single wedding. Thanks so much for listening to the Wedding 101 broadcast and podcast. Thank you.
About the show about the weddings. There's a show about it. Got the show about the weddings.